you live in the real world, you've built real businesses and been very successful, and there's so much tangibility to what you do, like, and maybe this will be a breakthrough for me. I want to know, like, how those two coexist. How do you manifest, which I imagine just means essentially daydream, right? And then how do I reconcile that then I have to go do something for it?
That's the biggest conflict that I had too. People told me about manifesting, I'd roll my eyes because I didn't understand it. Manifesting is commanding, which means working with. The word work is in there. You got to take action. You got to make it happen. You can't sit at home high on your mom's couch manifesting the publisher's clearinghouse to come to your door. It drove me crazy when the guys, you're teaching the masses, sit there and dream about your Ferrari. And this was during my transformational time. And I sat there, it's put a pit in my stomach. I'm like, do you know how hard I had to work to buy my Ferrari? Like, it was a dream of mine. But I wasn't home high on my mom's couch dreaming about having that thing. I was out working and doing all the things that I needed. That combination to me, the commanding of the universe, working with it, I want to raise $100 million to give to people. And I hear the universe tell me, okay, how are we going to do it? Now it takes action. It takes alignment, action, adjustment. But it does. It takes. I have to create a plan. I'm not just going to dream about it. But I believe that it's very important to still think about it, focus in on it, dream about it. That all these things, the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious, all work together. But without conscious action, it probably won't take place. I tell young people with what they want that they need it to figure out, one, a direct path to that. That's your goal. What's my direct path to revenue? Forget the business side. What if you have an idea for a business specifically, what's my direct path to revenue? And when you stay focused on the direct path to revenue, you only need one more thing to stay in business every day. And so if you have one objective to stay in business, and then two, a direct path to revenue, and understand that my job is to align with as much as I can, being more interested than interesting, learning these skills, knowledge, and maintaining desire. You're guaranteed success. Let me give you one of the coolest things that I've learned. And this is about anything in life. If somebody could tell you, give me your dream and your 25 no's from your dream, 25 failures, losses from your dream, how excited would you be when you got the first no?
Way.
How about when you get your 25th one?
I'd be over the moon.
But for me, this is where faith comes in. I believe that I live in the favor, like in the favor of the universe. I believe that everything is mine. There's enough of everything for everyone. I just truly believe it. And I don't know if it's 25, but I know it's the same philosophy. So I take on the energy and perspective of, good news. First failure. I was wrong again. Good news. And then the 25th comes and like, oh gosh, I know I'm closer than I was. This is great. Where like so many people cannot maintain desire and they get to the 25th time and they're this far away. You know, the don't quit poem. That I love that poem because that explains this perfectly. You're done, man. You're going to get there. I don't know how long. And so to me, to teach people, you need skills, integration of skills, knowledge and desire, maintenance of desire. You need a direct path to what you want. But you need to stay on course every day. It's every single day. The only thing that stops you from being successful in business, for example, is you run out of money.